Blog Talk Radio.
Three, two, one. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I have another great interview for you today. My guest is writer, program director Sarah Siegel of Mass Poetry. Every year there's an amazing poetry festival that happens in Salem, Mass, and it's coming up this weekend. So I am super excited. She's busy prepping right now, and everything is kicking off tomorrow, so she's under tons of stress. So before we dive into the interview, I want to thank all my listeners and followers on Twitter and Pinterest. And I'm hoping you guys will sign. I don't know if there's still time, so Sarah will definitely let you know if there's time to participate in the upcoming festival. So welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I was telling everyone how you are super busy. This is sort of down to the wire prepping time for you for the festival, which is, I can't believe it's starting tomorrow.
Yes, it is. We are getting headquarters all set up. The festival starts tomorrow around 1:15, and we do still have time for people to purchase buttons. We don't have anything on our website anymore, but if people come down to Salem and come to our headquarters, or we have info booths on the main street, and at any of our venues, you can purchase buttons and participate in any part of the 3 days. We hope to have everybody who can make it down here for at least part of it to come on down.
Come over, yeah, and I'm hoping the weather is going to cooperate with us, because every year, even though it's going to be like the first day of May, we still sort of like, fingers crossed, please let it be.
Yeah, it looks like the weather is going to be good this year. Maybe a little bit brisk, but it's going to be sunny, and that's the most important thing.
That's great. So you've been in this role for a few months. Is it a few months? I feel like it's been longer.
I started in December.
Ah, it's been a while now. You settled in.
Yeah.
So yes, it's been great to sort of have you back. And I wasn't sure if you were involved with Mass Poetry before the role. Like, have you been part of the festivals and other programs before being officially part of the staff?
I haven't. You know, the only real interaction I had with Mass Poetry was seeing some of the poetry on the tea posters, which luckily in my new role, I get to be a part of on the other side of it, not just seeing them on the tea, but getting to produce them. I myself am not a poet. I'm a writer, but I'm a lover of poetry, and I am a firm believer in the wonderful things that poetry can do. So I was not involved in the organization before, but now I am thrilled to be part of it and bringing poetry to the people of Massachusetts.
That's great. And I know you moved to Boston, I think it's been, what, maybe 4 years now, almost?
Yeah, almost 4 years.
So you made the move. I don't know if it was like a major transition, but what was the transition life sort of like from, I think, did you move from Vermont to Boston, or
yeah,
from another?
Well, sort of. So I lived in New York City after graduating from college, and New York City is a wonderful place, and I love it, but it's a little bit too much to live there. So I really wanted to get away. And for graduate school, I decided to go to Vermont. So I was living up in Burlington, and it was kind of like a complete 180, totally polar opposite.
I think we lost Sarah there. So depending on where she is, I'm hoping she's going to be able to join us again. So as Sarah was mentioning, the festival starts tomorrow, and Mass Poetry has a great website where you can still get information, and the schedule is live. So you can get details in terms of what's happening from tomorrow through the weekend. And you're not going to be turned away. So there's a wonderful place where you can go, sign up, register, and get all the information that you need to be part of the festival itself. So even though we are down to the wire, as I mentioned at the top of the show, there's still plenty of time. They have an amazing list of headliners, from Sandra Bisley to Martha Collins, Mark Doty, Edward Hirsch, and one of my favorite is Greg Podlow, whom I believe participated in the festival in the past before this year. So the lineup is always amazing. I mean, just amazing. And for me, it's always such a treat because I read most of these authors, and to be in the same room with them, it's like the way most people probably feel about their favorite musician, or even like anyone that you really sort of look up to. So it's a great organization. So we're going to take a little break. And as you guys know, I'm always up for some James Olmos, who to me, he's a poet. You know, there's a poet inside of all these great lyrics that he has. So today I'll probably do one of his songs before the end of the show. And then on YouTube, you guys can also find tons of information about Mass Poetry. So you can definitely go on this. I'm going to play something from last year where you can watch the video itself, which is basically scenes from the 2015. So looking back before heading into the festival tomorrow. So just a little taste of what happened last year, and Sarah will tell us more of what's coming up this year. So I was playing the video from YouTube for 2015.
Yeah. You listed some of our headliners. We have some other great headliners too, but I think something that's really exciting, especially for people that maybe aren't as familiar with poetry, is that we do have great panels and we have great headliners and readings, but we also have a lot of other interesting things going on. We have a poetry circus. We have three different slam performances. We have something called Random Acts of Poetry, and we have a Mortified show. So, and we actually also have a session with yoga. So, you know, it's more than sitting and hearing your favorite poet read from their work. We've got all sorts of interactive fun different things with poetry going on. And this year also, it's our second year doing this, and Friday morning before the general festival opens, we are having a student day of poetry. And so over 100 high school students are coming in from around Massachusetts, and they're going to take writing generative workshops with some of our favorite local poets. And then they're going to hear the poets perform and then participate in their own student open mic. So that's happening tomorrow morning first thing, and we are really excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great lineup. And then I know there are also some great workshops. Last night I had a chance to spend some time with the Warrior Writers in Cambridge. And I know they're going to be doing, I think, either a panel or a workshop on Saturday. So tell us a little bit about some of the other sessions people can attend.
Yeah, so we do have our whole schedule listed up on our website, which is mathpoetry.org. And we have, I don't know, there's so many to choose from. We have poetry and translation. We have a couple of sessions on poetry and motherhood. We have poems about being witness and home and exile. We have two sessions that are on humor in poetry. And we have different small presses that are highlighting some of their poets. And then on Saturday, we also have the Small Press and Literary Fair from 11 to 5. So you can come check out some titles from some local small presses.
Yeah, I think that's another favorite. I mean, I think for me, it's like every aspect is almost like a favorite. And I think depending on people's schedule, they can go. Like the fair was like one of my first thing where like I have to make the fair, even if I can only make like part of the festival. So
yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah, the schedule is live. And then I saw there was something about Afghan women happening tomorrow, I believe, in the afternoon. A lot of those things kind of caught, you know, there's a little bit for everyone. So a lot of time I know people may be like, oh, I don't like poetry. And I think that's the beauty of mass poetry. If you don't mind telling people actually the mission, which I think everything we've been talking about capture the mission of mass poetry.
Yeah, so we our mission is kind of twofold. One is that we celebrate poets and poetry of Massachusetts, but we also strive to bring poetry into the daily lives of people living and working and visiting Massachusetts. And like you said, I think a lot of people can think, oh, you know, I don't like poetry, and they have a really narrow view of what it is. And we're trying to show people that, you know, it's not just, you know, the old poets that it's just written down. There's spoken word, there's slam. There's, you know, hip hop and rap is poetry, and we really do try to bring it to the people. And so, you know, the festival is up in Salem, and as I mentioned earlier, we have Poetry on the Tee, and so we have sponsors help us get ad space on the tee, and instead of an advertisement, you see a poem from a local poet. And we recently, with the city of Boston, started a project called Raining Poetry, where we had the poet laureate of Boston, Danielle Georges, choose some poems, and we had local artists make stencils, and we spray them with this water repellent spray. And so it's invisible, but when it rains, the poem appears, and the area around the poem gets dark. And so, you know, it's a rainy day, people are maybe like in a grumpy mood, but you're walking down the street, and all of a sudden the poem appears, and it's just something that, you know, brings a little bit of light and happiness into your day. And that's really what we... That's our mission. That's what we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. And then the other nice thing is there's something for every age group, I think, you know, and then it's also multi-generational and just a range of sort of different people and forms. And so there's something for everybody. And the one with the tea, I think you guys are always creating some very interesting, innovative ways to sort of bring poetry in spaces where people may not be thinking about poetry, for example, like even the U35 was like, you know, to have it in that space is really, just really amazing. And I'm trying to see what else. So you mentioned it's not too late for people to get, to come in and participate and get a button.
Nope, you can come Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to be here all weekend. And our headquarters is Old Town Hall in Salem, and you can purchase buttons there or at the Peabody Essex Museum or the Hawthorne Hotel. We'll also have two information booths outside on the walkway. So we're really trying to get people to be able to participate as much as possible.
Okay, and then you also, I know you're on social media, so that's another place Tell us where else we can find you besides the website.
Yeah, so we are on Facebook. So it's facebook.com/masspoetry. And we are on Twitter at masspoetry. Yeah, then follow us, like us. We'll follow and like you back. We always try to post, you know, what's going on with poetry in general, and also celebrating and highlighting what's going on nearby. We have a statewide calendar on our website, too. So if anybody has any poetry events that they want publicized on there, they can go to our website and see how they can submit their events.
Great. And so I know the festival is probably going to take all your time, probably for the next through May, probably. So after the festival, typically, anything else planned in terms of events that Mass Poetry is doing, or is that the wrap up for summer?
Well, we have, as you mentioned, U35. That's our poetry reading series for poets under 35, and we host one every other month. So we have one coming up May 24th, and then the next one will be in July. And we have a professional development seminar that is geared towards Massachusetts high school educators, where we have a poet educator come in and sort of teach about bringing poetic technique into the classroom. And that is going to be in August. There's information on our website for that too. And then towards the end of September, we are going to have our, I believe it's our third Evening of Inspired Leaders, where we have just great leaders in Massachusetts come and they read a poem that is meaningful to them, and they talk about, you know, how it's affected them and what it means to them, and that's a really great event, and that's in September, so we don't have information up on our website yet, but definitely check back and we will have stuff up about that.
Great. I mean, I think there's tons, and I think that, you know, I think the festival is really the place to be for all writers, like
yeah.
you mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Whether you write poetry yourself or a poetry lover. And to me, it's just always exciting to sort of be around people who kind of practice that craft or just appreciate it, because as writers, you need readers and listeners for the work. So we need everyone to be part of it. So thank you, Sarah, so much. I know you are super busy, for taking the time to join us today. And I'm hoping we'll do a post poetry festival once you a little recuperate after this weekend.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, it'll probably be a week or two into May once everything winds down.
Recuperate. And so, yeah, it's a great way to kind of wrap up. I saw, actually, before we go, your top 10 reasons to come. I feel like we're doing
yes.
like a late night show. To it. You can tell us the top three before you head back to getting ready.
Oh, you know what? I don't have it on me right now since I'm at headquarters, but I do know that our number one reason was that National Poetry Month, which is in April, might be ending, but we are just getting started.
Exactly, which I thought, like, oh, it can't be over, but then you guys sort of, like, literally add a few extra days to it, which is perfect.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so again, thank you so much for joining us, and then hopefully I'll see you in the next few days, so have a great festival.
Thank you so much. And hopefully, yeah, we'll see you here.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As I promised at the top of the show, I'm going to be playing a little James Almost before wrapping up. And James actually has a show tonight at 7 p.m. SLT. And you can see his whole calendar by going to jamesalmost.com, where you can get all that. And if you go on my page on Blog Talk Radio, you can see where you can find Mass Poetry. The whole schedule is up online. As Sarah mentioned, they are on Twitter, Facebook, and you can still sign up and check out the calendar for anything else that's going on. And you can still sign up for some great workshops that are not full. A lot of them are actually full right now, but you still have a chance to participate in that. All right, so let's see today. It's always such a treat for me to see, oh my gosh, what to play by James Almost. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to do In the Light. In the Light by James Almost.
be done in the light. Will we find forgiveness and breathe out the past, breathing out.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.